You know, my dick is actually only this long, and when it's in the pump, it grows an extra 3 inches. But the real difference is in the thickness. It's like the difference between a hot dog and a salami.
Hot dog?
I got the hot dog up to my mouth again, and I was ready to bite, and the scream got louder.
Hey, yeah! Where is it?
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
Hey freaks, it's Tuesday, October 5th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, Jesus is apparently into the kinky stuff. Plus, it's game night at the rapist's house. And a crazy lady lives in a mobile duct tape cocoon. All of this, plus a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday on an extended episode of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Tim Henson back here with you for the Tuesday edition of DV. Got a brand new Sextastic Tuesday story, and I say, let's not waste any time. I'm not here to dick you around. I know what you want, and I'm going to give it to you. The way you need it and deserve it, because you're my little piggy. You're going to get it hard and rough. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Let's just get into this week's Sextastic Tuesday right now.
It's Sextastic.
This week's story was brought to you by DV listener Barry Bad Touch. Let's get into it. My wife's delivery was overdue by 2 weeks. There was no... I know what's going to happen already. They're going to... Someone is going to fuck the child out of her. All right. There was no sign of a breaking water bag or any signal of approaching labor contractions. Her doctor was worried and said he would induce labor through some medicine. If I were you, said the 60-year-old doctor, his jet black skin shining with coconut oil. Racist. I would prefer natural induction. Natural induction? How? I asked, my curiosity tickled. Well, by having sex, my dear son, he said, under his breath, away from my wife, adding, nature has provided a man's sperm ability to induce labor to shorten the process. Wouldn't it be too painful to have sex right now, I asked. It could be, but who cares? She's a woman. No. But there are means to provide comfort to the woman. Like how? Well, we usually give the patient an epidural. What you could do is give her the epidural and then use that to induce labor naturally, he grinned. Should I tell her, I asked. No. No way, son. She will only get agitated. So this is kind of like rape, which makes the story 10 times hotter. But if you like, I can give her an epidural and maybe something to sleep, and you can do your work unabated. It'll be some relief for you, too, as you won't be able to have any sex in the next few months at all. Okay, why don't we do that, I said, like an eager child. After the 10-minute procedure, true to the doctor's word, my wife was blissfully asleep. I thought the doctor would leave us alone. When I asked him, he told me rather sternly, once a woman is induced epidural, okay, it is necessary for a trained doctor or nurse to be around because some complications may arise, but go ahead and have a fuck. I won't look. I've seen enough couples having sex like this, so don't worry about me. This is standard procedure. As it is, I am like your father. Oh, right. I took his word and climbed the creaky mechanical bed to fuck my pregnant wife. But with the doctors peeking in from front and with all the other stress of a father-to-be, unfortunately, I just couldn't get hard. My cock remained limp, even after receiving a lot of pulling and squeezing from my good old hand. Jesus Christ, the doctor cried. If I knew you wouldn't be able to get your cock up, I wouldn't have given her an epidural. Now I can't even give her that inducing agent to open her pussy up. I was very nervous, and my cock visually shrunk a little more. Well, yes, you're being yelled at, looking like a boy's small, uncut penis. Gingerly and very terrified, I asked, oh, doctor, please do something. Oh, no. Let me think, the cunning old fox scratched his gray hair. Isn't that what you were supposed to type when you were learning how to use a keyboard? The cunning old fox scratched his gray hair and jumped over the lazy moon or something. All right, so yes, the doctor's thinking about what could we possibly do? The husband can't get his cock up. There's got to be a solution. All right. Actually, I have a bunch of young virile Sri Lankan students who are in the hospital on a study trip. Maybe I can ask if they can volunteer. Oh, I think they'd be willing to. He punched some numbers on his mobile phone and spoke to someone. He laughed heartily throughout his conversation, and his face had very mean, evil, and devilish expressions. But of course, I didn't understand a single word. He hung up and said soberly, "They should be here soon." In 5 minutes, there was a knock on the door, and the doctor almost ran to open it. In came three swarthy black men, their bloodshot eyes piercing at me and my wife's exposed pussy, which I had forgotten to cover up after my unsuccessful attempt at fucking her meaty, enlarged pussy. Meaty. They were all athletic, all right, but they didn't look like students to me. They looked more like construction workers, with their thick necks and bulging biceps. They were also very sweaty and untidy. And as they locked the door behind me, a male urine, sweat, musk smell filled the room. I also realized I forgot to pack my small, deflated, pathetic penis inside my pants, and when I quickly tried to cover up, the doctor stopped me. Never mind. Maybe it'll encourage them to get a hard-on to fuck your wife. I mean, induce labor in your wife. So I let it twiddle in front of my thick pubic hair like a small stump. One of the men had already dipped his dirt-stained black fingers into my wife's meaty, fully pussy. Meaty, fully. All right. He bent down and sniffed and snorted like a low-class beggar or like a breeding bull after sniffing the pussy of a cow in heat. He continued the assault of my pregnant wife's pussy, lubricating it further with one hand, and then unzipped his pants with the other. He pulled out a half-hard cock, which was as big, half-hard, as three hard cocks the size of my piddly cock. What? Which was as big half-hard as three hard cocks the size of my piddly cock. That is a math equation I cannot figure out. Alright. It grew to full mast at 11 inches. It was as wide as his thick wrist and black long hair fanned around its thick black root. Alright. He had luxurious pubic hair, apparently. Without waiting for any invitation, he rubbed his uncut black cock up and down my pregnant wife's lotus bud-shaped pussy. As the purple head sliced its way in, my wife's pussy opened up like a flower in bloom. The pink folds of flesh were clearly visible as the black fuck-meat pole sliced its way deeper and deeper. He was almost in, with one fat black inch still outside, when he muttered something. "His cock has hit bottom. Or maybe the cock has hit the head of your unborn child," said the doctor. "That's not how it works." Well, maybe. If the baby's on its way out, I guess they could cross paths. Poor baby's head is going to look like a golf ball with divots all over it. All right. The worker started fucking my wife earnestly, holding her big belly and massaging her heavy boobs from time to time. I understood the doctor had asked him to continue. The worker fucked my wife for 10 minutes and released a torrent of fresh black seed in my epidural-induced wife. As he pulled out, a stream of cum flooded out. "Oh, come on, you idiot," the doctor addressed me. "Hold the sperm up. Push it back in, otherwise it will not be effective." I did as advised and started pushing the black worker's scalding hot fresh sperm back in my wife's gaping hairy pussy. It was difficult to push in with my thin fingers, and I felt the doctor's strong hand push my head down to my wife's pussy. "Use your wide tongue." This is not normal. The guy has to realize it at this point. I mean, he is now tonguing some Sri Lankan's cum back into his wife's pussy. I would love to see, when the bill comes, how all of this is charged. All right, use your wide tongue, you asshole. That's what the doctor said. And true, his suggestion was better as I was able to use my tongue to lap and push the hot sperm back in the wide, hairy tunnel. But inadvertently, first some and eventually most of the sperm went inside my mouth, where I had no choice but to swallow the bitter, smelly cum. After that, the doctor inspected my wife's pussy. He pulled the cunt lips apart and called all the workers to show her innards, a wide, hungry-looking pussy. angry. That was winking invitingly. It was hard to resist such invitation, and the second black worker pulled out his cock. His uncut black cock was only 8 inches, still double the size of mine, but it was incredibly thick, more than a Coke can. But I reasoned that if a child whose head is usually bigger than a Coke can come out of the pussy, this black worker's cheese-smeared cock should not have any trouble entering it. And sure enough, the worker happily and effortlessly penetrated my wife's messy, tangled pussy. Now it's tangled. That's not so meaty anymore. And fucked her senseless body with a look of pleasure only seen on a dirty worker's face when he gets free pussy to fuck. He fucked her slow and seemingly enjoyed the pleasure of the fuck, but then he got tired and pulled out. His cock had lost some of its hardness. He mumbled some lame excuse, and the doctor translated for my benefit much too loud cheers and laughter from the worker. He says he's not used to fucking a lifeless pussy and is losing interest. He wants his fat cock to be sucked by a warm mouth, and since she is your wife, this all makes sense, and they are doing you a favor, it is your honor to suck his cock and be his cocksucker. Well, remembering the hard slap I received for disobeying him, really? You're just gonna go ahead and do this? I meekly sat down on my knees and took his almost rock-hard smelly cock in my mouth. I gagged and deservedly got a hard slap, but then I sucked his cock with all my might, and like, to prepare him to release his load in my wife's pregnant pussy. After a long 10 minute of jaw-breaking blowjob, he pushed me away and started fucking my wife like he was about to come. I wanted to watch, but the doctor told me to prepare the other breeding stud while my wife was getting her second dose of sperm. He's gonna be a great father. Alright, it was a full 10 inches long and thick enough for me to stretch my big mouth completely to accommodate it inside. I sucked like a madman and swallowed every single drop. My wife's pussy was visually contracting now, getting wider and wider. The doctor inspected it and asked the third worker to quickly fuck her to help the contractions. The third smelly worker fucked away the wide, funky pussy, and it started squelching with all the liquids around. In her sleep, my wife also let go of a small stream of piss, which made the worker's dirty dong become even harder, and he fucked her with all his might. Soon there was no contact between his fat cock and my wife's extremely wide-open pussy. The third black Sri Lankan worker unloaded his copious cum to my wife's pussy, and that really did it. That did the trick. As my wife convulsed and my son, a true copy of me, was born, his body covered with the fresh sperm from the black worker. The three black workers cheered and clapped as the doctors cleaned the baby and took him out to the nursery. When he returned, he lined the three workers in front of me and made me suck their cocks and swallow their loads in appreciation of their help in inducing my wife's labor. Can't I just give them $20 or something? Once I was done, he pulled out his short, fat, black cock and pushed it in my mouth. He said, "And what about thanking me for such a splendid suggestion?" Needless to say, I sucked him too. The end. That, my friends, is Sextastic Tuesday. It ended up being a lot gayer than I thought it was going to be when it started out. Oh well. Gotta say thanks, of course, to Adam and Eve, which is Distorted View's sponsor for Sextastic Tuesday, and they really are great. If you are in the market for a dildo, and at some point you are going to be in the market for a dildo, or, you know, some sort of oral sex toy, bondage gear, videos, lingerie, whatever. Any type of adult product in nature you could probably find at adamandeve.com. And for a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item by using coupon code FREAK. This is just for Distorted View listeners. Now listen to this. I'm on adamandeve.com's main page, and they've got a special deal right now where you can get free shipping and a free gift. But the catch is you have to spend at least $59 or more. That's a pretty good deal, but how about try this on for size, motherfuckers. Get 50% off just about any item. That's half off. You get half off any item, free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a bonus gift, all for using coupon code FREAK. Use it right now at adamandeve.com. There is a link on the show notes. They will help you get off properly, because Lord knows this week's Sextastic Tuesday sure as hell won't. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, there wasn't a show yesterday. I apologize for that. It's the fucking weather. You know, it's getting really cold, and I just made a fort with my bed sheets in my room, and I didn't leave. But I did post a Sideshow exclusive weekend podcast, which was posted early yesterday. So if you want to hear that or hear today's extended program, sign up for the Sideshow right now, superfreaksideshow.com. I tried to treat you Sideshow members really well with extra content, and in return, you give me money, and I appreciate that, and that keeps Distorted View rolling along. Sign up right now, full access to the entire archive of programs, plus extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. Sign up for the member side at superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here for... I love this first story because it really paints the rapist as a person. You know what I mean? Whenever you hear about rapists in the news, that's pretty much all we know about him. He's a rapist. I want to know a little bit more. You know, raping is what he does. It shouldn't fully define him. You know what I mean? It's kind of like raping is his occupation. But there's so much more to him. All right, the story comes from Australia. A man who raped and tortured his former partner over a long weekend occasionally would take breaks so he and his victim could play board games. I hope the bitch that he was raping let him win every single time. No, no, no! I want you to have Boardwalk! Otherwise, she's just an idiot. I love that I call rape victims. I've called her so far a bitch and an idiot. She hasn't done anything wrong. All she's done is, you know, been raped. All right, the 38-year-old man flew into a rage and attacked his ex-partner after she told him she was embarking on a new relationship. Well, can you blame him, really? He assaulted the 39-year-old woman on three occasions between August 2008 and January 2009. Why would she keep going back to his place? After the first assault, you've already found a new partner. There's no reason for you to return to him. Especially after you've been raped once. The abuse culminated on the Australia day-long weekend where he spent 4 days raping and torturing the woman at her home. The court was told he subjected her to systematic and degrading assaults, punching and urinating on her, threatening her with knives and a meat cleaver, and sexually abusing her with a baseball bat. Jesus Christ. The abuse occasionally ceased so the pair could engage in what Judge Richard Jones described as bizarre episodes of consensual socializing. Well, of course she's going to agree to it. What's the alternative? I'm either going to rape you again, or we're going to play Yahtzee. Yahtzee looks like a pretty attractive alternative. All right, the court was told they had consensual sex on one occasion. All right, the girl's not all there either. Hosted a barbecue and played board games before the man would continue his assault. The woman suffered extensive injuries and reported her ex-partner to police, who arrested him on January 27th. I don't really think that he should be jailed. She consented to some of this. You know what I mean? She's really sending mixed signals. And what I mean is, okay, he raped her once, which was horrible. He used a baseball bat or a meat cleaver to her pussy, whatever he did. And then, after that, she comes back to him and says, you know what? I would love to have sex with you again. So then they have consensual sex. So if I was the rapist, I would say, wow, this bitch really, again, I'm going to call her a bitch, really likes it. So I'm just going to continue to rape her because she seems to be okay with it. All right. It was almost unimaginable and shameful. In fact, cowardly behavior on your part, Judge Jones told the man. He pleaded guilty to 2 counts of rape, 1 of torture, and 3 of assault, occasioning bodily harm. The judge sentenced him to a maximum 7 years in jail, but ordered he be released in May next year after it was revealed he had already served 617 days in pre-sentence custody. Well, there you go. By the way, thank you very much to Jared for sending that story in. Second story we have for you today. Jesus is a little naughty. At least in Colorado he is. Dozens of people protested in front of the Loveland Municipal Museum Friday, denouncing a piece of art on display as bronze. Sorry, porn. The controversial artwork is a panel that they say depicts Jesus Christ in a sex act with a man and the words orgasm written in the back. In the picture, Jesus is also a woman wearing a dress. This is a good time to go over some love words to Jesus, by the way. For those of you who don't know, there is a cult out there called the Family International, which sounds like one of those organizations that gives money to little African kids, and then you get a picture of them in the mail every year or something. But yes, the Family International / Children of God. It's a cult that believes you should totally use sex to spread the gospel. I like the way they think. And so they would do this thing called flirty fishing, right? Where the women of the cult would go out to bars and stuff and just fuck the shit out of men in the hopes of getting them to join the cult, right? That's a pretty convincing way to do it. But they also have something called Love Words to Jesus, all right? And the idea behind it is that you're supposed to be making love you're supposed to imagine you having sex with Jesus. Followers of Jesus, whether it be a man or a woman, are called his bride. And you're called to love and serve him. And so when you're having sex, you're supposed to say stuff. There are love words to Jesus. These are official love words, all right? Some of these are less erotic than others. For instance, I want you, I need you, I desire you. I want your seeds. It's a little more explicit. My darling, my sweetheart, my precious love, my bridegroom. I'm all yours and I give you everything. And then more erotic. Like, I want to suck your penis. I want to suck your holy seed. I'm wild about you. I'm crazy about your penis, Jesus. My pussy is excited for you, Jesus. I'm juicy for you. Hurry, Jesus. I need you now. Fuck me. Take me. Come into me, Jesus. Fuck me. Make me go, Jesus. I crave you, Jesus. My legs are spread to receive your penis. Enter me. Give me your seeds. Don't ever stop fucking me. Let this thrill, this ecstasy go on and on and on forever. Jesus, you're the best. No other love can compare. I've never known such joy and satisfaction. Jesus, plow my bacon hole. That's not one of them. I'm adding to some of these. So you get the idea. Those are love words to Jesus. But anyways, back to the story, which really has nothing to do with this cult, but does kind of depict Jesus getting nailed, and I'm not talking in the crucified kind of way. All right, the panel, which measures about 7 by 7 inches, it's nothing to be ashamed of, Jesus, is part of a 12-panel color lithograph by Stanford University professor Enrique Chogya. The work, titled The Misadventures of the Romantic Cannibals, includes comic book characters, Mexican pornography, Mayan symbols, and ethnic stereotypes. A city councilman and dozens of people, mostly members of a Roman Catholic church, are waging a campaign to have it removed. Really? They're upset about that? A group of about 30 people stood in front of the museum Friday morning holding signs that read Stop Porn in Loveland and Stop Smut in Loveland. Councilman Daryl Klassen wanted to put the issue on the council agenda earlier this week, but didn't get enough votes. This is smut, Klassen said. It's pornography, and that's not what our community is about. However, Councilwoman Joan Schaefer said there were no complaints at the September 10th opening of the exhibit. Marcus Thompson, who works with adults with developmental disabilities, visited the museum with one of his clients on September 22nd and said the work violates Colorado law that protects children from obscenity. I was outraged. I understand abstract nudity and I have an appreciation for all kinds of art. However, you cross the line with depictions of an explicit sexual act, Thompson said. Chagoya said in a phone interview that the artwork is a critique of religious institutions and not meant to demean people's belief. The Stanford University professor says there were no incidents last year when the work titled The Misadventures of the Romantic Cannibals was shown in Denver. Susan Eisen, the city's cultural service director, said Chagoya describes what he does as being reverse anthropology. She said the artwork is up for interpretation. For Krista Conley, though, the issue isn't complex. She visited the gallery to voice her objections. This is cut and dry, Conley said. This is a sex act depicted in the artwork, and it's not a gray area. It's very black and white as to what's going on in the picture. In the picture, Jesus is also a woman wearing a dress, as I mentioned earlier. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. It's a short one and rather weird. It involves the elderly. A 67-year-old woman who sealed herself in her car using duct tape in a parking lot in Spotswood, New Jersey, was taken into protective custody Saturday. Police had to break the driver's side window and remove the Philadelphia woman when she refused to step out of her Honda Accord and attempted to drive off, said Spotswood Police Captain Michael Zaro. The entire silver four-door car was layered in duct tape, sealing the passenger door from the outside and covering the car's interior, including the steering wheel and door locks. Cuckoo! Only the rear window had a small rectangle of exposed glass. I don't know how she even drove it, Zaro said. The unidentified woman had been wandering around Middlesex County and appeared to have been living in her car. So, like, duct tape was kind of like wallpaper for her. It's a decorative thing. She's just trying to personalize it, make her Accord feel a little more homey. All right, police took the woman into protective custody after she refused to be taken to Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital for evaluation. Quote, she was making comments that there were airplanes flying overhead that were trying to get her. What a way to end the news story. If you had any doubt about the mental state of this woman, that last line should clear everything up. This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, what an honor. You get to speak to me now.
Hey, Timmy Boo. When I turn 18 in a few months, can I come visit you?
Absolutely not. And you should not be listening if you're under 18.
Yeah, Tim, this is Tone Deaf Juan. Just getting back with you about my last message. I still think I might be your oldest listener. I'm 53, and as I mentioned, I had a hip replacement in May of this year.
Well, that's and definitely the sign of an old person.
Just as perverted as you are.
Well, good for you.
Have a good day.
That gives me a little bit of hope for the old people of the world.
Timothy Raggedy Man Henson, actually, I remember Rich Leather here. Yeah, I saw you guys at the Retro Theater.
Really?
Sorry I didn't say hi, but you guys kind of lit out right at the end of the credits, and I can't really blame you because Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome is not one of the world's greatest cinematic achievements, but it does have that special something, and that is namely the killing of an unsavory. Who runs Bartertown? Tim Henson runs Bartertown.
That's certainly true.
The master, not Blaster.
Yeah.
Blaster's at the bottom.
All right. Yeah, I know. Little midget riding that thing. Very good. Moving on. I'm sure we'll, I don't think we're going today, because it's Beverly Hills Cop, but, you know, I don't know about that.
You good, Timmy Boo? How you do? What, man? Calling in to wish you a happy birthday. And also, I don't let the people know. Stop encouraging retards like Alex again.
What are you talking about?
And civil disrespect.
Oh, callers, yes.
Those guys are water-filled fucking bubblehead pieces of shit. Stop encouraging them. They shouldn't need to call in. But those who like Solheim fucker and Tone Deaf Sean.
All right,
those guys are cool.
All right, it's another call where, you know, someone hates someone else who calls in and.
Diggoo Tim, Sideshow Freak Desert right here in Phoenix. And I just wanted to answer Zach and Florida's question about whether the freaks called a voicemail. I'm actually walking through the alley right now, on the way to my house. It's like 11 o'clock at night. And that's my favorite time to call. I'm searching for my next victim. No, actually, I have to take the bus because the goddamn bastards at the DMV won't give me a license.
What did you do?
I'm blind as a bat, but I don't know why. I can't fucking figure it out.
You did something. They're not giving you a license for, you know, just to be dicks.
Jimmy, Jadu, you talked over the last part of my phone call.
That's what I do.
Yesterday, I was talking about the lady from Delaware that says masturbation is adultery.
Yes, Christine O'Donnell.
The point was that I've been unfaithful to my wife 640,000 times, Jadu.
Nice. Yes, caller.
Hey, Timmy. Hey, freak. This is Naughty Nipples calling.
Oh, Naughty Nipples. Long time listener.
If anyone ever needed a reason to sign up for the sideshow, I've got it right here. I found one of the best weeks of DV ever. I mean, every week's a gem, mostly. But this week is the best. You got to go back in the archives and start listening on Tuesday, October 21st, 2008. That's such a fucking crazy week. I'm busting up and laughing on the on the train as I go to and from work and making grossed out sounds of being revolted.
Well, you know what we should do is, never mind.
That week.
I was going to say, maybe the week that we do Sideshow exclusive programs, I'll play that week of programs, but I want you to sign up for the Sideshow so you can hear these programs in the archive, so never mind.
On that day, Colonel Candy, Annie Fanny, gives her dick sucked and gives some guy shit fingers. Timmy provides some great election analysis and features an Obama McCain sex story.
Oh, yeah.
Natalie Portman.
That's the one that I wrote that I didn't tell you guys that I wrote because I couldn't find a McCain Obama sex story, so I just wrote it myself. I think I told you guys later on.
Sex with a nerd. There's a dude that shits and pukes on it, and oh, the audio is wonderful.
Yes,
there's
well, you know.
Cock gagging and cock singing. Roy Killer War is being a drama queen. And then there's the penguin guy. You know, it's like, fucking give me a blowjob. You know, yeah. That guy? Yeah. He fucks his own dick. He's being mean to the girl. It's hilarious.
That was a good week of programs, apparently.
Hey, Tim, it's Virgin Sex Pet.
Yes.
You were wondering about your dogs? Well, I was going to tell you a couple things using my completely infallible knowledge about dogs, being that I'm a pet sitter and I've had dogs, so therefore I'm the ultimate expert. Your problem is you bought them from a breeder, which means they're inbred, which means they're retarded and fucked up.
Yeah, probably.
Also,
they are a little stupid.
You bought them from a breeder, which means they probably didn't get socialized. They probably did get beat up and, you know, maybe it may or may not have been abused by the owners, but undoubtedly had a number of, you know, dog-on-dog fights.
Yeah,
in these tiny little cages they were probably grown up in. And you also bought them from a breeder, which means that you're a retard, and every problem they give you,
is
entirely deserved.
All right. Point taken.
You, Tim, I've had a train wreck of a day. Oh, this is Carly.
Hi, Carly.
And I need to tell you about this guy in my chemistry class. He
Jamie.
Has Tourette's.
Okay.
But it's not the kind of, like, Tourette's where you curse or anything.
Yeah.
But it's still pretty funny. He just has this tic where he basically goes, and the way he interjects it, the way it's interjected into his words, it's hilarious.
You need to, I'm sure you have a cell phone, you need to record him sometime in class.
Hey, Timothy, it's Sir Rivas calling in. We are fucked as a species, and I'll tell you why.
Believe.
I got a customer who ordered online from us a lubricant, and he has since contacted me trying to return it after he's opened it. Because he said he wanted silicone lubricant, yet in the first line description of the product, it says that's silicone and a water-based lubricant.
Yeah.
But this isn't even his problem. His big problem is that this lubricant meant for his butthole tastes too sweet. Really.
Where do you work? All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
I look at Daddy tonight, and I still remember the first words he ever said to me after he raped me.
Don't tell Mom!
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe via iTunes. Rate us. Comment over there on iTunes as well. If you're not Sideshow Freak, sign up right now because the extended portion starts in just a few seconds. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Nannerpuss, and guess what? I love pancakes.